You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today we are here talking with Dr. Jeffrey Smith, who is a dermatologist with Prairie Lakes Dermatology. So welcome to the show, Dr. Smith.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
And we're actually talking on your first day of outreach in Huron. And so before we get into that, let's start and talk a little bit about you and how long have you been practicing medicine?
So I graduated from medical school in 2010. So I've been seeing patients on my own for about 11 years or so in dermatology. I finished my residency. I did residency in New York City, finished in 2014, and I've been working ever since over the last 7 years.
Okay.
So it's been great.
Good. So you work full-time at
Yes.
Prairie Lakes in Watertown. So what made you decide to choose dermatology?
So I was actually a patient in dermatology, and I knew from when I was a child, I always knew I wanted to be in medicine. My mother's handicapped and spent a lot of my childhood in doctor's offices with her, and they made her get better, feel better. I enjoyed seeing that side of things, and so from a young age, I'm the first person in my family to go into medicine, and I enjoyed the way it made me feel. And so I had interests from a young age to want to be a physician, and then when I was 17, went to the dermatologist for the first time, had 6 biopsies done on myself as a patient, and they thought I had melanoma at a very young age. So I had surgery and was followed for a long time and still am followed. I can't do my own exams, unfortunately, but I still follow dermatology myself. And as time went on and you go into medical school and you learn all the different fields and you get exposed to everything from surgery and pathology and clinics and pediatrics and OB and everything else, I found that, you know, dermatology, I was very comfortable with it. I liked the way my experiences were as a patient, and I love that we get to take care of babies, elderly folks, you know, from the first day of life to the last, we can take care of you. And we often have these patients for life. We see them when they're young and follow folks as they get older. And so you get to build a really nice relationship with people, and kind of like a family medicine doctor would. But other nice things about it, we do surgery, we work on cancer all the time, but we also are involved in pathology and looking at cells under the microscope, and there's just a lot of variety to it. So it's a really fun field. I'm very happy I've gone into it.
So personal drive on all fronts.
Sure. And it's and when you go into school and whatnot, everyone has ideas of what they'd like to pursue. And once you kind of get to go through all the different fields, you kind of find what you're comfortable with, what you like, what your interests are. And, you know, for me, like gunshot wound 2 a.m. for the call and save the life wasn't really resonating with me so much. And when you're in OB and you're delivering patients, it wasn't really for me. And you go through things and you find out, oh, you know, this fits great and I really like this, and it scientifically sparks my interest, and so it's been awesome.
Dermatology is something that people probably sort of know what it is. You work with skin, but give us a bigger picture of all the types of things that you can do.
So first of all, we are the most important specialty. We are the largest organ of the body, is actually the skin. Without your skin, you die. So you have to have it. Cardiologists will argue that they're more important, but it's okay. But as far as, I would say that in this demographic of where we live here, we see a lot of patients that are relatively fair skin, and a lot of folks that farm and spend a lot of time outside. So just given the nature of where we live, we treat a ton of cancer. Here, I would say probably 75% of what I do is cancer related, from different tumors that are found, including basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma. That probably fills up a good chunk of our day. Now, when you go through the rest of dermatology, we take care of all things skin. So eczema from a young age on little kids, warts, molluscum, fungus, staph infections, and, you know, rashes, hives. There's contact dermatitis, things you're allergic to. The whole breadth of dermatology we try to offer here. I even do allergy testing for specific things that we can look for in the office, which is great. And as you get older, when you start and you're young, it tends to be more rashes and eczema and things like that. As you get older, we get into psoriasis. We get into different types of cancers that come up, even rare things. We have quite a few patients with lymphoma of the skin that we've been treating in Watertown specifically, and now as we're expanding services here, we'll be able to help those folks here locally as well, which is nice. As people age, their skin issues tend to change, and so as we tend to get a little bit older, well, now we're getting more different growths and bumps and lumps and things that come up that we tend to deal with more. And depending upon the patient and the age, we try to offer as much as we can with all things skin. We also do cosmetics. I have Botox and fillers, and we have some lasers in Watertown. Those don't travel with us to Huron, but my goal was to try to offer as many regular services that are common for dermatology locally as much as possible.
So it could be something that's irritating me or actually paining me, or it could be my vanity that would drive me to see you.
Yeah, and it just depends. And a lot of times it might not irritate and you might not have symptoms, but if it looks funny or has multiple colors or is dark and irregular, we'd want that to catch your eye.
Yes.
And hopefully that would spark you enough to go, hey, I don't know what that is. I probably should get that checked out. A lot of times it might just be a benign growth that are common to all of us as we mature and get older, but you know, you want someone with a trained eye that can tell you that you're doing okay.
My next question is, when do I know when to go?
That's a great question. So definitely I will encourage folks to, you know, when you're seeing your primary doctor for your physicals, it's a great idea to still get in a gown and let them take a look at you and just get familiar with your skin, because they know you the best. They've seen you for a long time. They know your medical history, all the problems you have, all the medications you're on and so forth. And if they see something that looks odd or peculiar, definitely they'll send them our way. And if they don't, or you just want to come straight to us, we're more than happy to see you. So I do not require referrals. If insurance companies require you within your plan to be referred, then you should do that just so you stay within your parameters of your insurance. But yeah, oftentimes people will come straight to us, or if you see your primary and they have concerns or questions, we're more than happy to help out.
And the biggest thing is if it's changing or just doesn't look right.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Okay.
So from a melanoma perspective, certainly. So things we get concerned of for melanoma, which is one of your more deadly skin cancers. We don't like things that are, they call them the ABCDEs of melanoma. A would be asymmetry. So if you cut it in half, you want to make sure that it's symmetrical, so each half looks like the other. B would be border. So if it has a nice round, regular border, it's usually more reassuring. Doesn't mean that you can still have melanomas that look funny, but it's general guidelines to go by. C would be color. If it's black, that's something. On Caucasian skin, black would be something we'd be concerned about. On darker skin individuals, black might be totally normal. Just depends. But multiple colors, really regular borders, is not a good thing. Now, D would be diameter. Most people will tell you if it's bigger than the eraser of a pencil, which is usually 5 to 6 millimeters, then it can be more concerning. And E is probably one of the more important ones, which is evolving. So if it's something that's changing, you know, if it's a mole that's kind of round and brown and been there all your life and looked the same, that usually you're probably all right. But if you notice, hey, now it's suddenly started to grow and it's starting to make a little sore in the middle and it doesn't want to heal and it's just turning dark, that's what we'd want you to pick up on.
And like you said, with our fair skin and our exposure, it's a high likelihood that it could be something.
A little higher risk, that's for sure. And the more time you have in the sun, the more mutations tend to happen in the skin. And as time goes on, we live longer and longer, you get more of those. And then eventually you run into some more of these troubles. So, and the name of the game with skin cancer, this is not to scare anyone. This is just for awareness. You know, name of the game is if you catch stuff early, your outcomes are usually better. Now, are there rare tumors that are really aggressive and you hear, well, there's just nothing you can do about it? That can happen, but that's not very common. Most of the time, if you catch stuff early, the outcomes are pretty good. As stuff goes on and it's more delayed is when you can get into more trouble.
Now, many of these things that you might find, can you go ahead and just take care of them in the office setting?
It depends on the situation. So if you come in and it looks like there's something suspicious for cancer, then we'll usually do what's called a biopsy and we'll get it studied and get it tested. So we'll know the tumor type, the tumor depth, and all the information about it. And then you would treat it appropriately based on that. For instance, if you have a melanoma, depending upon the depth, if it's just in the top layers of the skin, you would take a much smaller margin to cut it out. If you even have invasion of 0.1 of a millimeter, which is not much, you would double your margins. And the deeper it goes, you'd go wider. So your definitive treatment and your therapy is often driven by the report and the pathology.
I did want to go back to the types of things that you care for. I can't remember if you said acne.
Sure.
What kind of things can you do to help people, people of all ages?
I don't know if I mentioned that. Obviously, acne is a huge part of our field. Dr. Pimple Popper's put us on the map. It's kind of funny, actually, she practices in my hometown. She's like 4 miles from my parents' house. I grew up in Southern California. Acne, so as we get older, and I was saying we go through eczema and then psoriasis and other stuff. Well, acne is our kind of early teenage years till most people, it can go out into the mid-40s probably, and then we have more adult acne or rosacea, things in that realm. But yeah, we treat all sorts of, a lot of teenagers and folks as they get older. Sometimes you need hormonal therapies, sometimes you need aggressive treatments like Accutane. Oftentimes we can control things with simple washes and creams, but kind of all aspects of life, that's a big part of our practice as well.
And that's a big deal when you're at that age.
Sure is, and people, the biggest thing with that, and I try to stress this to most people, we don't have a cure. I wish we had like a magic pill that we could give you and you'd never have another zit, but unfortunately that's not practical and not real. So when you're seeing infomercials and all this funny stuff, you have to think about it, you know, realistically. Main thing would be is we want you on good treatment. It's a chronic condition that's around for a while, so you have to manage it chronically, and you have to have people on good drugs they can safely do. And my biggest goal with it for me personally is just to try to minimize scarring. Because once you're into adulthood, you know, those pock scars will stay with you. And if we can minimize that, then that's great.
So kind of you had to remember a little bit of your psychology and psychiatry rotations, right, with people?
There's definitely a portion of that, I guess you could say, but that's fun too. And we've all been through those years and kind of know what people are going through. And so it's pretty gratifying when you can help a young person that's struggling with their appearance and you can help them feel more confident and more pleased with themselves and their appearance, and I get a lot of joy out of that.
Okay, how about specialized training or special interests?
Yeah, so I would say probably the biggest thing, like I said, out here in this area of the country, I try to, just because there's not a lot of us, in the dermatology world you'll find several of us in big towns and big cities. If you go to New York, Miami Beach, and LA, you'll find a lot of us, or certainly Arizona. But as you come out here, I try to offer as broad of services as I can just to help what the local needs are, okay? But I would say out here, it's probably mostly cancer. Like I said, probably 75-80% is cancer, and more cancer. And that's what we tend to spend most of our time on. And probably just driven by the patient population as far as what's here.
We should reiterate, the earlier you catch it, the better.
Yep, better the outcomes. Even little things, from the smaller the scar and the not having to go through chemo or radiation and things like that certainly is better for you.
So we're probably talking to the men who are listening right now or the wives and say, just go get it checked.
Yeah, that'd be a smart thing to do.
Okay, so you alluded to the fact that You are coming here to do the basics. What made you decide to do outreach here in Heron?
Yeah, so we've been in Watertown for 5 years now at Prairie Lakes. And when I moved there, we started the department and it's been great. And as time's gone on, it's just busy like every other practice. And you call dermatology, sometimes it's hard to get in and all that. And I have a PA named Abby Geetson who will also be coming to Huron with me. And that's great. Now, the reason we looked at Huron is because I have actually quite a few patients from here that drive out to see us. The only other place that I go right now is Milbank. So I tried to kind of cover a few different areas around Watertown. And we might look at other places in the future if we need to. But from a Huron perspective, it's just hard because there's no services that are here. There's not really full-time care or dermatology needs that meet the demands of this city. And it's just not close to home. We're seeing quite a few people from here, and it just made me think, maybe we should look into Huron. And so we came out and did a tour and looked at the city, and I feel like it'll be a good fit.
We're very glad that you're here, because it is really difficult to get a dermatology, and that's our hope and plan as HRMC, to be able to try and reduce travel. So
sure. Anytime you get a thing, especially as you get older, you know, it's hard to do, and you get into winter, and you know, some of the roads aren't always the easiest, and if we can provide some services close to home, that's certainly easier.
So you mentioned that you and Abby will be here, and you'll be here once a month rotating.
Sure.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And people can call the clinic in Watertown to make an appointment.
Yes.
And then Monday, what are your hours going to be typically?
We'll be here for the most of the workday. I'm assuming because we're coming from Watertown, we'll probably start around 9 is my guess. And we'll probably be here till 3:30, 4 or something like that. So we have time. I have three nurses and we all have kids. And so to get people home by 5:30 so they can get kids from daycare and stuff like that, will probably something like that.
Two more questions for you. Best part of your job?
I just love working with people and interacting with folks and hearing their stories, getting to know them, and I just have so much fun. I love my job, and I work with great people. My nurses are great. In a world in where people lose nurses and healthcare, there's a lot of staffing shortages and all that. We've had the same staff for 5 years. No one's left. We have a great time together. We're like a small family, and so I get to spend a lot of my week with them, and then as we get to know patients, it's just really fun to get to know folks and have a positive impact in their lives.
So last question then, your best piece of advice for patients to either just stay healthy in general or to avoid costly, in terms of many different things, skin issues?
So I would say, most importantly, check out your own skin. I tell most people this, once a month, first of the month, just get in front of the mirror and look at your body. Because if you know what your baseline is like and you get familiar with, a lot of people don't look at themselves and just kind of have no idea what's going on. There's a lot of your body, your scalp, your back, your butt, the back of your legs. There's a good chunk of you that you just don't know. And so have your spouse or a friend help you check you over. And if something looks concerning, definitely let us know. And from a prevention standpoint, the better you can be with sunscreen, long sleeves, hats. You know, if you're a farmer and you can just get in the habit of wearing a good bucket hat, we might spare the tops of your ears as you get older and a lot of your scalp. And if you can wear sun protective clothing, something that's breathable, but even long sleeves, we can really minimize troubles as time goes on.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. For those of you that are listening, we've got all the information about Dr. Smith on our website at hereinregional.org/findadoc.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.